Hey folks, this is Chris, and I'm dropping you a quick note so that you can stop worrying about me. That's right, you can stop checking the morgues and the hospitals and the retirement homes. I'm okay. I'm just busy, and as much as I'm committed to producing the Run, Run, Live podcast, it is not, as you may be shocked to hear. This may shock you, but it's not my highest priority sometimes. It's up there, and I take consistency of delivery and consistency of quality seriously, but that should give you an idea of how tactically strapped I am over the last couple of months. Anyhow, I do have a half-written show for you coming, and I will keep working on the fun scheduling and priority Tetris that is my life that allows me to talk to you, but I beg for your forgiveness and patience. I'm also feeling that we're in a rut these days, and I need to change the format in the new year. You know, it's been a couple of years, so I'm willing to take suggestions for anything that you think we could do that would be useful, new, and exciting in a Run, Run, Live version 5. So also a quick note, I am running my personal festival of races called the Groton Marathon on December 31st in West Groton, Massachusetts at 9 a.m., if anyone wants to come out and join, everything's free. You can go to the website. It's grotonmarathon.com. And we have people show up who run all different distances at all different speeds. And myself and some veterans, we go out and jog 26.2 miles in 4 or 5 hours. And we have some cheer. So shoot me a note at CYKT Russell, Chris Yellow King Tom. Russell with two S's and two L's at gmail.com with any thoughts, comments, suggestions, questions. And just for fun, I will now share a journal entry from an early morning train ride where I was trying to noodle out how to work my priorities to get everything done. It's a bit of navel-gazing and has nothing to do with running, but hey, why not? So scheduling for me is about priorities. On the one hand, I think my priorities are good and normal, and I prioritize my career, the work that puts bread on my table, my family, and my health. And those are my drop-dead items on my to-do list. Everything else is negotiable. The challenge is when these top-of-list items crowd out the creative things, pursuits that I get a juice out of, a joie de vivre. Career means work. It means putting in the hours. It means learning fast and acting faster. It means having a change mindset and being able to look around corners. It means having hard change conversations with people whose support you need to be successful. It means all these things and more. And I don't just show up and hang off the back of the pack. I set the pace and the tone, and I lead. Career is a daily heavy lifting that starts early, ends late, and burns hot the mental torch. Career is exhausting intellectually and emotionally, sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a long-term capacity-building way that training always is. And those are the good days when you're building roads and changing lives. The challenging days are when the hordes pour over the wall and daylight to dusk is spent swinging swords and thrusting pilum with your back up against the sortie gate. Could I walk away from the world of business and spend my days on the farm? I think I could, but I don't pine for it. I'm not bewitched by some retirement fantasy where everything is unicorns and rainbows and candy. That would kill me in short order. What about family? Family is the rock upon which my church is built. This foundation allows us to venture forth into the world with some sort of hearth secured. It gives us comfort and purpose. This foundation, even with its human cracks and mold and the mortises, gives us the confidence and the strength to do battle. We know our flanks are held and solid. The baggage train is safe, and we can sortie out into the world with some peace of mind. And health. Health. Health for me, in this context, is both physical and mental. It takes the form of training for things that challenge me. The challenge is enough to make me grow, that challenge me enough to keep me mobile and strong, that allow me the physical confidence in life. And these are the three areas of my life that are essential in balance. But they sometimes become tactical and rote. They miss a purely creative, purely unbounded, joyous act of creation. And this is when I become unbalanced, when the mind is not fed on the creative mana, the food of the gods. Underfed, the creative mind shrinks back in upon itself, meager and miserly and protective. And I do find myself unbalanced. It's easy to say that you're too busy. It's easy to say that just for today, you will push the plow, and tomorrow you will learn or grow. But urgency aside, it is a trap. As we all know from experience, today turns into tomorrow. Tomorrow plows into next year, and the years fold into a life. And that, whether we know it or not, is a prioritization decision. It is true that you can't do everything. No one can. And your life will shift in and out of balance occasionally as you merge and embrace change and move. But you can be aware of balance and priority. You can do a lot. Balance is a combination of time, place, and priority. It's an outgrowth of process. You create the places and the time that support the process. Any amount of planning, which means placing things in places bounded by time, creates process, and process is the key to unlock a treasure chest of productivity and then creativity. But priority is tricky. When one of your top three life areas expands to pull so much energy and time, it erodes your ability to reach those life areas that are important but not urgent. And then the question becomes, is it important? Is it adding value to you and yours and ours? If it is important, then you will find the time, maybe in the cracks, but find the time to get it done. So, my friends, the fruit hangs heavy on your trees. The frost is coming. Find the time to harvest. Find the time to prune. Find the time to allow bounty. Find the time to live.
Child and raise that man, and they have one good ring, baby, you can't tell. just listen to the music play.
So say hi.
Hi.
It's Teresa and I on the train.
I'm like mid-yawn.
Mid-yawn. What time is it?
6:25.
Holy cow.